Testimony of an Ex-Satanist by Jonas Lukundumpala 7. This testimony is the seventh part in a series of 13. The Lord lifted me out of the mud, let his name be glorified for the deliverance he has given me. Jesus, the true God, the compassionate God, the merciful God, slow to anger and abounding in love. I call him the God of the second chance, oh. Beloved, because of the Lord's great love we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning and great is his faithfulness. Know that I testify for the glory of Jesus. If you also find yourself in those things, give your life to Jesus, he will forgive you, he is there, he needs you, he died for you. One flogged him, spat at him, one put a crown of thorns on his head, he received nails in his hands, in his feet, a spear in his ribs. All this for you, he needs you, he died for you, he came for you and me. He saved me and what he has done for me, he also wants to do it for you. In the third position, we have the executioners. They are the one who is in charge of killing. At this point, I would like to draw your attention to one thing. When sorcerers want to kill a person, they first begin by casting a spell on him or on her, then they steal his shadow and death follows not long after. When the person dies, his family normally takes his body, goes to bury him at the cemetery and come back home. And at night, all the sorcerers who hatch the plot of murder gather together at the cemetery. It is what I was doing. When we got there, we came together around the grave of the victim, and with the whip call, we hit the grave 3 times. And when they hit the grave, the person that you have buried would come out and they would give him his shadow back. The person becomes conscious and is able to recognize all the sorcerers who surround him. The person will know that, this person is my uncle, this one is our neighbor and this one again is the father of so-and-so etc. At that moment, even if the person shouts, Jesus, Jesus, come and help me. I assure you that Jesus will not come because the Lord Jesus is not the God of the dead but of the living. So while you are still alive, it is time to give your life to Jesus and give up all the bad things that you are doing, lies, sexual immoralities, gossip etc., because if you die without abandoning them, Jesus will not come to help you. After all these ceremonies, we took an egg and crushed it on the head of the victim. Then, we proposed 5 names of animals, and we drew lots. While we draw lots, if it fell on a goat, the person would be transformed into a goat and executioners would come to dismember him. And when they finished doing the cutting up, if we wanted to create demonic possession, we took this dismembered meat and gave it to women of cemetery and women witches who, in turn, would go and sell it at the market in the world of the human. And when they are selling that, there is a hand on their stalls, this hand is the calling hand. It is invisible to normal eyes. This hand is there on the counter and wave to call people who come to the market. So when you get to the market, this hand calls you. You get there, buy dirty things, take them home and eat them. We also took the fingers of corpses, turned them into cigarettes and sold them. That is why many people find it very difficult to quit smoking because they have already smoked human fingers without knowing it. We also turned fingers into big fries. We also took the goat feces and turned them into a peanut. We took human blood and turned it into palm oil and all these things were sold on the market. Take what I am telling you very seriously because it is the truth. Now that these things are in our markets, what are we going to eat? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 10:25-26, eat anything sold in the meat market without raising questions of conscience, for the earth is the Lord's, and everything in it. What does that mean? If you are a child of God, a true Christian, you are a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. When you enter the market with the Holy Spirit in your body, this call hand cannot attract the Holy Spirit, no. The Holy Spirit will lead you only where there are healthy things. And when you buy them, you eat them, and they have no negative effect on you. The only way to be shielded from all these stains is to have Jesus Christ, and make sure that you really have Him. For the Lord alone can lead you towards pure things. When we were sorcerers, we used to eat human flesh with fufu, but in that world, I had never seen a single cornfield, there was not even a mill. Therefore, where did witches use to find flour to prepare fufu? At the entrance of every market, sorcerers have already placed their nets. When you buy, for instance, 2 buckets of flour, when you arrived at the level of the net that you cannot see with normal eyes, they divide your flour in half and keep back a part of it. When you come back home, you look and see that you still have your 2 buckets of flour. But when you cook them, you eat everything, but without being full. It is because a part of it remained in the nets. And at night, sorcerers come to collect everything they have drawn in order to cook their fufu. From now on, when you go to the market, you should pray before leaving your home, send fire on the nets of the sorcerers so that these nets do not hold your flour, and that their nets be burnt by the fire of God, in the name of Jesus. It may happen that at a certain point, someone tells you, I saw Mr. or M. so-and-so. And you reply by saying, no. The person you are talking about is already dead and has even been buried. But the other person tells you, no. I saw him. What does that mean? That means that sorcerers have already sacrificed him, but have not eaten him yet. They would give the victim back to the person who had sacrificed him, and he or she shall use him, either for fishing, or in the fields, or for hunting, and during that time, one can still see the victim. And it is when the victim gets tired that they want to finish him off and eat his body. But if there are sorcerers that they want to promote, they will not turn the victim into a beast, they will leave him the way he is. There are large pots with boiling water inside. And these pots are put on a wood fire. Then they take the victim and throw him in the pot. The person will eventually die from the pain he will feel in the pot. And after that, they will remove him from there and will start dismembering his body, and sorcerers who want to be promoted will eat the human flesh at his normal state, at the human state. Holy water. Now if they want to create another form of possession, they would kill a person, recover his body, and leave it for 4 days. After 4 days, the body begins to swell, and the fourth day, it begins to decompose, and in the decomposition process, the body begins to secrete a liquid. We took that liquid and then gave it to false prophets as holy water. There are people among us who have already drunk water from the prophets, especially women, because they are the ones who like prophecies very much. Beloved, the prophecy par excellence is the Word of God. The Word of God is the key to everything. That is what we used to do with false prophets. We gave them that water and people went to their house to get it. Many people believe that they can be freed only when one makes them drink holy water or anointing oil, or when one makes them pass through fire. No, my beloved. That is not how you can obtain deliverance. Deliverance is in the name of Jesus only. The brother gives a warning about the slip-up related to the misuse of oil in churches today. He mentions, among other things, the so-called oils of marriage, of fecundity, etc. He continued by saying that God is not behind those things and that all those practices come from the devil. How witches destroy marriages. I would like to tell you that there are many sorcerers in the church. I ask them to abandon their witchcraft. I will explain to you how sorcerers destroy marriages. Nobody here can say that he has never asked for drinking water from someone else. If a sorcerer wants to destroy your marriage, the drinking water that you ask him will be used as an open door to reach you. Before giving you water, he would first spit in the cup. As soon as you drink this tainted water, you are infected, and you start to behave insolently and disrespectfully towards your partner. The saliva that he puts in the water is a support where demons will land. When you drink this water, these demons come in you, and they are the ones that urge you to change your behavior. You begin to bicker, and the result is divorce. If you purify this water in the name of Jesus before drinking it, you will cancel these incantations. It is for that reason that you should always purify everything in the name of Jesus. I will give you another example. We are here in Africa. People often go to each other's house to get some fire. If your neighbor comes to look for a fire at your place, will you throw her out? Certainly not. Yet when you are dealing with a witch, as soon as she arrives at your place, she holds in her hand a powder called powder aspergillum, and this powder is invisible to normal eyes. While the witch takes the fire, she would open her hand, this powder would remain on your brazier and serve as a gateway to demons in your home. And these demons are the ones that are going to urge you to bicker, to the point of getting divorced. So you must pray every time to cover your house with the fire of God. Wrestling. I am going to talk about wrestling. But before that, let us read the Word of God in Job 20:15-18. Job 20:15-18. He will spit out the riches he swallowed. God will make his stomach vomit them up. What he toiled for, he must give back uneaten. He will not enjoy the profit from his trading. I know that there are many people among us who have already been at a stadium to watch wrestling. There are people among us who have already followed wrestlers as they were passing on the road advertising themselves. There are many of them. But what is more serious is the fact that people do not know what wrestlers do. Many people believe that wrestling is a sport. Wrestling is Satanism hidden behind a sports facade. When I was still in secondary school, we used to have fun with friends. We used to make small rings, we placed 4 stakes and put rods around them. And then, we put chips there and played. There are many children who also do that. Here I draw the attention of parents. When you see things like that, when your children start to give themselves names of wrestlers and play, do not believe that it is just a game. No, for the devil it is not a game. He always wants to take advantage of that. You must forbid that to your children. When we were playing like that with friends, I was already a sorcerer and many people were coming over there. One day, I was already a sorcerer, I said to my friends, we now have to seek power in order to give demonstrations. Although everything we did was free of charge, we still had to seek for powers. And each of us had to go alone to seek power. So one day I left college. When I got to the Boulevard of Independence, I passed the Hospital Daco, and I arrived at the Stadium of Dikula. Having looked at the board, I noticed that there were wrestling matches that were organized, and wrestlers from different cities were invited. I took the opportunity to go and meet a wrestler from Kolwezi, at Amani Hotel. When I got there, I talked to him, and I gave him the reason for my visit. After he heard what I said to him, he began to laugh and said, "Buy me a beer first." I bought him a beer, and at the end, he told me, "Since you are the one who came by yourself to ask for this mystical force, you have to look for the objects that I will mention." He gave me the list of the objects to look for, and I left him. When I got all those things, I went back to see him. It was almost 7:30 p.m. But when I arrived, instead of starting the ceremony immediately, he first talked to me about other things. At 11:30 p.m., he told me again, "Since you are the one who came here by yourself to seek for power, you will go with all these objects that you brought to the cemetery, you will place them on a grave, and when you get there you will utter an incantation." And at 11:30 p.m. I left Amani Hotel alone, and went to the cemetery of Sapa. At this point the brother describes the way to the cemetery and all the ceremonies that occurred. After that, I went back to the wrestler's place, I explained to him all that I had done during the night at the cemetery, and he asked me to come back in the evening. The brother continued his testimony by describing other scenes of his initiation at the wrestler's place. And then, he first gave me a red cassock on which was written Zagaim, the name of a demon that is in control of 9 cemeteries, and he told me this, "When you arrive at home, at midnight, you will take all your clothes off and wear this cassock, you will utter incantations and go to bed." That was what I did. In the morning when I woke up, I looked under my pillow and there was a small package. When I opened it, there was a green powder inside. I then took that powder and I went to see the wrestler at the hotel. When I arrived there, he told me this again, "Since you are the one who came by yourself to seek for power, at night you will go to the cemetery and you will dig up a skull." And at night, I went there with a pick, I took the road that leads to Kolwezi. I stopped at the cemetery Katuzm. After I had done what the wrestler had asked me to at the cemetery, I went back to see him. When I gave him all that I had taken at the cemetery, he told me this, "Now, take money, splash it with the powder that you got, and go and throw it on the road in 2 different places." I went and I acted according to his recommendations. A day later, I returned to see the wrestler, and when I arrived at his place, I noticed that the skull that I had given him was filled with blood. This blood was that of the 2 people who had picked up the money I had thrown on the road. "Watch out, my beloved, for you may sell your life to a truly ridiculous price. There are people who, when they find money on the road, they look at all sides and if they see that there is no one there, they pick it up and put it in their pocket. This is very dangerous." And when the skull was filled with blood, he gave it to me, asked me to drink it, and I drank it. Then he told me, "You will splash a river with the remaining part of the powder. You will look for a river which is very frequented." And then I went to the river Pola in Kalamoni. There were many young people who used to bathe there and also many women who used to go there to do the washing. And the wrestler also told me this, "When you splash it with the powder, the people who bathe there will automatically come into contact with demons, and the clothes of the people who do the laundry there will be infected with demons. So, the people who will wear these clothes will suffer, and when they will be in pain, you will have success." I did all that he had told me, I splashed the river with this powder and 2 days later, 2 boys died there. Another sequence of his initiation. And the day after, I returned to the wrestler's place, and he told me, "Today we are going to conclude." The initiation continues in the wrestler's home. The brother carries on with his testimony. In his room, there was a piece of wood with which he started hitting me. And while he was hitting me, I had the impression that he was scratching me. And thereafter, even the piece of wood broke. Later on, he took a fighting stance and gave me 4 forearm blows in the chest. When one talks about forearm blow in wrestling, one is speaking about the forearm, it is a strike at the level of the chest. He struck me 4 times, but I felt like he was scratching me. I had not even moved, I looked at him, and then the wrestler began to shake. He looked at me and told me, "Anyway, you are a great person." And after that, he gave me a soap called Lux, in French Savon Lux. When you look at this soap carefully, you see the picture of a lady. She is a lady of the world of the darkness, her name is Mrs. Sophie. So when you buy this soap, before using it, purify it. God willing, I will also talk about the different ladies that you see on the beauty lotions, Dipersone, Rico, Joanna, and even on makeup products, Red, Mauve, and I will talk about demons that act on those things. Then he gave me this soap. In a corner of his room there was a vase, and inside, there were water and some roots. And he asked me to go and bathe there. After I had bathed, he told me, keep the suds in your hair, do not remove them. And he asked me to come and lie on the bed next to him, and he told me again, you should remove the suds at first cockcrow, but if you fall asleep and do not hear the cockcrow, know that you will die in your sleep. And that day, beloved, I was lying on the bed beside the wrestler with open eyes. I often say that Satanists are very serious. Because when one asks them to do something, they comply immediately. When Lucifer told us, for example, that we would have a meeting at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean at 1 a.m., at midnight all of us were already there, because if we arrived with only 1 minute delay, that is at 1:01 a.m., the devil would kill us automatically. But among the children of God, it is not the case. If the shepherd gives them an order, it is not everyone who obeys. Beloved, in 1 Samuel 15:22 the Bible tells us, to obey is better than sacrifice. I obeyed, and around 3 a.m. when the cock crowed, I woke up quickly and went to remove all the suds in the vase and went back to bed. Around 5 a.m., the wrestler woke me up and told me, take the vase now, go and pour out its content on the road. I went out, and I went and poured out the contents of the vase at the health center that is near the junction of the avenues Michelle Kasongo and the social house. After that, I went back to see the wrestler, and at about 7 a.m., he said to me, in a few minutes, we will see if you have succeeded. A few minutes later, I felt as if someone had stabbed me in the stomach. I felt that something began to flow in my body. I felt like it was going up to the chest and down to the forearm. When it arrived in the forearm, I realized that it was a big nail that was in my body. And he told me this, the nail that you are seeing is the power of Tarzan engine, and it works with the spirit of the first person who set foot on what you have poured on the road. So I went out with the fetish, that power, and the jaguar skin. There are many people who say, no, for someone to be able to kill me, he must be a member of my family. Do not be so sure. The person who set foot on what I had poured on the road was not a member of my family. Learn to start your day with the Lord Jesus. For while you sleep at night, sorcerers, Satanists, magicians are constantly multiplying traps. And today we see many people who make slogans. When they arrive somewhere and realize that they have trampled on something, they say, no effect. Beloved, be careful. The no effect is not a slogan. If you do not walk in the fear of God, and it happens that you set foot on such things, even if you say no effect, I assure you, there will be consequences. The verse of Isaiah 54:17, which says, no weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. Is only for those who walk in the fear of God. So if you start your day with Jesus, he will precede you on the road and destroy all the traps of the wicked that await you there. The Lord will void all these fetishes on your way before you pass there. The consequences of wrestling. I know that there are wrestlers who have already testified. But they were not in the mystery of the air, they did not know how demons work. They were only doing their demonstrations, they did not know themselves what they were doing to the spectators. I was a Satanist beside Lucifer. I had 406 demons that were at my service, and I saw how Lucifer sent the demons in this world. Even when wrestlers advertise themselves and pass on the road singing, they attract a lot of people. All those people are unaware of the plans of Satan. Grace be with you all who have Jesus Christ as Master.